Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Okay, now, so it's abundantly apparent that Trump is at war with the crown. He's at war with the city of London. I agree with Tom Luongo on that point. Trump is at war with the swamp, and he is draining the swamp. And the cutting off of USAID was just step one of that. Now, understand, the dollar is not money. If you look at a dollar, it says Federal Reserve Note. The Federal Reserve is not part of the U.S. government. You all know that. The Federal Reserve is part of an international banking cartel that is run largely out of the city of London. And the reason I say all of this is because I've come to the realization that Trump is going to reset the dollar. Because Trump realizes that the dollar, actually the banking cartel behind the dollar, is the enemy of humanity. And look at what all the dollar printing caused through USAID. What was all that money used for? It was used as a weapon against humanity. All of that money was weaponized. It was sent out to all these organizations, left-wing media, transgenderism grants, indoctrinating children, brainwashing, CIA fronts, DEI, woke programs, you know, you name it. That's what that money was for. That was all because the money can be printed. If the money can be printed, then whoever controls the distribution of the money has the power to control everything, to control the narratives, to control the media, to control even, you know, the pandemic, to control the CDC, to control everything. The ability to print money is the ability to control or destroy. And that's exactly what the dollar has been used for. The dollar is a weapon against humanity because it is an instrument of debt. It's not money. And it's created by a globalist banking cartel. That's what Trump is at war with. And if Trump is successful, the dollar will be reset, which means that we will have a new American central bank, let's say, created by Congress and controlled by Congress, and a central bank that generates wealth for America and the American people. Not to say that I love a central bank idea, but it won't be working for the globalists. Now, in my view, what I think we need the most actually is decentralized money, something like Bitcoin on a blockchain, but a privacy crypto that no government can monitor or surveil, and also that no government can counterfeit. That would be ideal. I don't know that that's where this is all headed. Possibly, you know, maybe Ripple has a role in this. Maybe Bitcoin has a role in this. Maybe there's something totally new that's going to be partially backed by gold. I don't know. But that's ultimately what we need that would support freedom. You know, imagine if the government could not just print money and fund all these insane programs, then it couldn't weaponize money printing against us. We would have never had USAID and all the left-wing media propaganda and all the censorship, because the entire censorship cartel was funded by USAID, we now know. Just propaganda, censorship, left-wing media, transgenderism, culture wars, all of it. So this is why the dollar has to be reset, which means effectively the dollar has to die and be reborn. The dollar has to be resurrected. Now, maybe it won't even be called the dollar. Maybe it's the new dollar. I don't know. Maybe it's the Trump dollar. But ultimately, you have to reset the United States of America Corporation, which exists as a property of the city of London, according to many analysts. You have to reset that. You have to default on the debt to the Fed, because the Fed is a globalist banking cartel. What you do is you say, we're never paying you back. We're defaulting on that debt on purpose, because that's not legitimate debt. That's actually enslavement by the globalists. Ultimately, this is what it's going to come to. Trump is going to have to say, we disavow this enslavement debt because it was created under duress. And in fact, the original vote of the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913 was not a legitimate vote anyway. If you read G. Edward Griffin's book, you know, The Creature from Jekyll Island, You would already know that. But the Federal Reserve was never legitimately created. That needs to be nullified, and all the debt to the Fed must be completely nullified. And then that would restore the power of money to the people. Well, certainly to Congress. That it doesn't eliminate all the problems of corruption and fraud, but it gets it back to a domestic issue. And then if you use blockchain transparency, which is what should be required for all government spending, you know, all government spending should be on a public transparent blockchain, which is where maybe Bitcoin comes into play. Then you could easily audit government expenditures, government programs, and you could bring honesty and transparency to those programs. Like, why does the USAID say that it doesn't have to tell anybody where all the money went? It's a super secret thing. We don't answer to the government. Yeah, BS. You're all going to be arrested. You're a bunch of criminals running a criminal cartel. I hope they are all prosecuted. 14,000 employees of USAID, most of them belong in prison. They should be criminally charged for money laundering and fraud. That's what they should be. We'll see if that happens. But the way to end that is to have all government spending on a public blockchain so that every single person, just like with Bitcoin, everybody can look at the blockchain. It's decentralized, it's distributed, it's running on, you know, hundreds of thousands of nodes around the world. All government spending should be on a blockchain so that anybody can take a look at it at any time. After all, it's taxpayer money, right? Taxpayer money. The government has no right to keep it secret. Now, financial secrecy or privacy should be a right of the people, but not of government. Public money must always be transparent. And yet, it's been exactly the opposite, hasn't it? The government's been spying on us and our transactions and our bank accounts and our emails, while the government itself is hiding everything from us. So it's been completely inverted. We've had no privacy, but the government has been running a secret black box of spending and secret programs. And that has got to change, and I think we're in the process of that changing. You want to make America great again? Make government spending transparent so that we know what's happening, so that we can see it, we the people can see it, so that nobody can hide. And we know where the money's going, we know into whose pockets it's going, and we can trace and follow the money and all the aid programs and watch it go right back into the campaign coffers of the Democrats, typically. And if we could see it, then they would stop it. Transparency would stop a lot of the fraud all by itself. And I believe that Trump knows all of this. Trump is no longer settling for working within the system. Trump is dismantling the system. That's exactly what needs to happen. Tear it all down. Tear it down brick by brick, department by department, employee by employee. Tear the entire system down. Declare the debt to be invalid. Do not pay back the Federal Reserve, which means a whole lot of T-bills do not get paid to the Federal Reserve because the Fed has been buying them. Now, granted, you know, the private investors and the family hedge funds, etc., yeah, they should get paid back, but not the Fed. Declare all Federal Reserve holdings to be illegitimate and unlawful. All of a sudden, trillions of dollars will be returned to the people. Yeah. And then what you do is you end the IRS, you declare taxation to be unlawful, and you refund the last 5 years of federal taxes to everybody. And you want to talk about stimulating the economy? That would do the trick right there. Business would explode, investment, new construction, new jobs, all of it. So that's how you actually get things done. And Trump is doing it. Trump is doing it. He's going to war with the city of London. He's going to war with the crown because America has never really been free. America has been a subject of British rule this entire time, since 1776. Yep. And it's time for that to end. And this is how you do it. You tear down the system, you dismantle it, and then you reset it and you start over with a new currency of the people, a bank of the people. That's the only way that America will ever be free. So let's understand it's going to be very chaotic, but let's support Trump in this process. You can hear more of my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Take care.
All right, really great news. We've got new products and back in stock at the Health Ranger store. Let me show you right now on my screen here, the matcha superfood latte that we have. It's right here. This is amazing. It's laboratory tested. It's tested for aflatoxins. It's tested for pesticides, heavy metals, microbiology, you name it. This is super delicious and super healthy. And then if you scroll down, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we have cacao nibs back in stock right here. Yay. Those have been out of stock for 6 months. You know why? Because we kept finding high cadmium levels in the cacao nibs. That's why cadmium, a toxic heavy metal. It's really common in cadmium. Sometimes it's found in coffee. You can find heavy metals in all kinds, like lead and turmeric and lead and moringa herb and things like that. Well, we do extensive testing. So sometimes we're out of stock because it's not clean. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But now we've got clean, laboratory tested cacao nibs back in stock. And we've got a lot of other items at the Health Ranger store. I've got a few on my desk now back in stock. Our laundry detergent. Yes. Get rid of the toxic fragrance chemicals in your laundry detergent. You want to have a clean body, clean blood, a clean life. You know, you want to get rid of the toxins that can cause cancer. You need clean laundry detergent. Now get rid of that store-bought crap that's filled with fragrance chemicals and all kinds of synthetics that harm the environment as well as your own health, by the way. Our laundry detergent is ultra clean. Check out the ingredients. Scrutinize them one by one. You'll see that every single ingredient is friendly for the environment and it's friendly for your health and it gets your clothes clean. We've also got the detox foot pads back in stock there. As you can see, that's been out of stock for a long time. And then we've also got freeze-dried banana pieces now available for the first time in the number 10 cans there for long-term storage, certified organic, laboratory tested, like almost everything that we do. Back to our website, healthrangerstore.com. Also back in stock, we have spirulina and chlorella, and also our chlorella tablets here in various formats. And go also check out our new products. Here's our creamy, buttery, and cheesy mashed potatoes. Certified organic, lab tested. Everybody is loving this. I know it sounds simple. It's like mashed potatoes. Yeah, but it's like it's the most delicious mashed potato formula you've ever had. And the ingredients are all real. 100% authentic. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no substitute garbage. It's like real cheese, real butter, real cream, real mashed potatoes all together. Ultra delicious. And you know, you can add other things to it if you wish, but man, this is a great meal, long-term storage format there for you as well. So check us out. Thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We really appreciate your support. We couldn't do this without you.